We need to be challenged, don't we? To give ourselves. To give all that we can. All that God can use. We give ourselves. As we look into God's word, I trust that we will receive a challenge this morning to let God be our guide. Our scripture is taken from John 16, verses 5 to 16. Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while, you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me. Father, we ask that you would speak to our hearts during this message and challenge us, Lord, that we will give ourselves. Give ourselves to you, that you will receive the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. In your bulletins, you have an outline of the message today, and I challenge you to take it and fill it in, and then later this afternoon, maybe this week, you can take it out and go over it and let the Lord speak to you according to his will. We see that the Lord guides his people. John 16, verse 13 says, and when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak his name, speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears and what will tell you what is yet to come. The Lord guides his people in the following ways. He goes with his people. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Be not terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. As they travel in the journey of life, some Christians fail to recognize the presence of God as they should. God is always with his people. And in Hebrews 13, verse 5, he promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We can count on this. This is God's holy word. And you don't have to wonder, does he really mean it? He does. Because he knows each one of us personally. He knows what we need. He knows when we need it. And he wants the very best for each one of us. And then he unites his people. Romans 12, verse 16 says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Many Christians do not live in harmony. Unfortunately, in most all of the churches that I have been associated with, there's been one or two that have caused a lack of harmony in the fellowship. They are at odds with one another. And oh, we need to be in harmony as we serve the Lord. The Lord is not honored by our lives if we cause disharmony in the fellowship or anywhere else. And while we may always agree, may not always agree with others, we can disagree in an agreeable way. Romans 12, 18 says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And I don't know, you're thinking right now, how can I live in peace with so-and-so? God, help me. But this is God's command. It's not if you feel like it. Live in harmony with everyone. God instructs his people, number three. In Psalm 32, verse 8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. I trust that when God's watching over us, he doesn't just see the bad, but he sees the good. The Lord instructs his people when they ask for it. And how many times do we not have what God wants us to have? Why? It's not God's fault. It's because we don't ask. We get his instruction through prayer, through the promises, and by praising the Lord. Proverbs 23, verse 12 says, apply your heart to in instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Oh, God is ministering to us as we allow him to. Don't turn your back on the Lord. He still loves you. He cares about you. And number four, God directs his people. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Many Christians lose their way because they do not depend on the Lord to direct them. They depend on themselves. They depend on professionals. They depend on other people. But they forget to depend on the Lord. We must give God first place and trust him to order our steps. Psalm 37, verse 23 says, "The Lord delights in a man's ways. He makes his steps firm." May God help us. Number 5, God empowers his people. Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Many Christians lack power for service. Their witness is weak and ineffective because they turn away from the Lord. But to receive the Holy Spirit's power, we must make a total commitment to God, surrendering all to him. Like the song says, "All to Jesus I surrender." It's not just as much as I feel like, or part of it, or 90%. All to Jesus I surrender. Have you surrendered to him? Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." We serve a tremendous God. If you just take time to dwell with him. And then lastly, God sustains his people. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day." The Holy Spirit loves those, or sustains those, who are completely yielded to him. As in John 16, verse 13, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." God goes with his people, unites his people, instructs his people, directs his people, empowers his people, and God sustains his people because he loves us. Do you love him? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of serving you. And we ask that you would challenge us day by day to follow carefully in your footsteps. Lead us, Lord, in the way that you would have us to go. And help us today to say, "I give me. I give me 100% to Almighty God in his service." Hear us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.